The devotional for Wednesday, December 21st, 2011, is based on Luke 1, 39 through 56, and was written by Dr. Robert A.J. Gagnon, Associate Professor of New Testament. My name is Ty Brown, and I am a third-year student, and I will be sharing today's devotional. Moving into adulthood is a time of transitioning from it's all about me to it's also about others. Christmas celebrations illustrate this transition well. We, as children, we experience the happy torture of anticipating the moment of opening our gifts. With age, we realize, hopefully, that Christmas is a richer celebration when we divert some self-attention to attending to others. This adult Christmas is modeled for us in the story of Mary's visit to Elizabeth, told in Luke 1, 39 through 56. Elizabeth is honored to have the mother of my Lord come to me. But she is mostly happy for her much younger relative Mary, calling her blessed for believing. The six-month-old baby in her womb, the future John the Baptizer, is equally happy, moving vigorously at the sound of Mary's greeting. He is already playing the role of Jesus' forerunner, happy to point away from himself to Jesus. And what of Mary? In her words to Elizabeth, known as the Magnificat, she proclaims God's greatness. Echoing the words of Hannah, Samuel's once barren mother, and other powerless heroes from Israel's past, she sees God's favor to her as a sign of God's wider purpose in the world. In Christ, God is lifting high the lowly who fear him, and taking down from their thrones the proud, the rich, and the powerful who do not. O God, give us a spiritually mature vision of Christmas. Help us to celebrate well the blessedness of our Savior Jesus Christ, not only for our own selves, but also for all the lowly of heart, the downtrodden, who continue to revere you. Amen.